In this bulletin, the Prime Minister urged to rebuke Government MP George Christensen for promoting COVID-19 misinformation. The Victorian Ombudsman says the state's COVID-19 border permit scheme was unjust and inhumane. And in sport, Tasmania appeals to Cricket Australia for the hosting rights for the fifth and final Ashes Test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal opposition is warning that staff at Australian embassies could be at risk of being targeted by far-right extremists, motivated by comments a government MP made on a conspiracy theorist's online show. Nationals MP George Christensen used an appearance on Alex Jones's InfoWars program to advocate for protests outside Australian consulates over the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Mr. Christensen has been criticised by some senior Nationals MPs for his comments on the program. But Labor Senator and COVID-19 Committee Chair Katie Gallagher says Prime Minister Scott Morrison's failure to condemn Mr. Christensen's dangerous comments shows a lack of leadership.
Whilst, you know, we've all been in this pandemic trying to do the right thing, getting vaccinated, following the health advice, we have a member of the Prime Minister's own government who's out there likening quarantine facilities to Auschwitz, and also encouraging protest action or inciting violence at Australian embassies overseas, where we have hard-working public servants working in the national interest.
More cases of the Omicron variant have been recorded in Australia in the last 24 hours. 31 new cases were reported in New South Wales. 20 of them are linked to a cluster in southwest Sydney involving two schools and a rock climbing gym. New South Wales Health says the original source of the outbreak is believed to be an overseas traveller who spent time in Nigeria. The traveller arrived in Sydney from Doha on November 23 before stricter quarantine rules were reintroduced. None of the state's Omicron cases have been admitted to hospital. And the ACT has recorded 3 new cases of Omicron connected to 2 earlier infections. An investigation by Victoria's Ombudsman has found thousands of residents were unjustly and inhumanely denied COVID-19 border exemptions to return home. Many Victorians seeking exemptions to see dying loved ones, attend medical appointments, care for sick family or start jobs were unable to do so following a decision to shut the border to Sydney and other parts of New South Wales earlier this year. Just 8% of the 33,252 applications submitted to Victoria's Department of Health between July and September were granted. The New South Wales Department of Education is labelling a 24-hour teacher strike in the state as unlawful. For the first time in nearly a decade, public school teachers took part in strike action to protest against low wages and high workloads. The New South Wales Teachers Federation says the strike is prompted by growing teacher shortages, which are forcing many educators to teach outside of their area of expertise. Education Department Secretary Georgina Harrison says the strike is a disruption for students.
We do not have a teaching supply crisis in New South Wales. What we have is a $125 million plan to meet our future demands for teachers here in New South Wales. And we are implementing that plan to make sure that we have a teacher for your child today and for tomorrow.
And to sport, Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin is calling on Cricket Australia to make history and name his state as host for the fifth and final Ashes Test. It was originally scheduled to be held at Perth Stadium between the 14th and 18th of January, but Cricket Australia decided yesterday to relocate it due to Western Australia's strict COVID-19 restrictions. The match is now open for tender, with a decision on its location expected to take several weeks. Mr. Gutwin says the Tasmanian government will put forward a proposal to Cricket Australia in the next 24 hours to hold the test in Hobart.
Now, and I hope that you'll work with us to make history, not fall for whatever's been put up by the larger states. They've had Ashes tests played ad nauseam in those states. Don't double up. Don't give Melbourne or Sydney a second test.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy, 38 degrees. Similar conditions in Adelaide, 20. Melbourne, showers developing, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16 degrees. Canberra, showers, 18. Showers also in Wollongong, 19. Sydney, shower or two developing, 22 degrees. Newcastle, showers increasing, 23. Brisbane, a possible storm, 31. Cairns, showers, 33 degrees. And Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm, 34. This is SBS News.